authority of God over you.
換句話講，就係話你需要神嘅道德嘅權威喺你之上。
Or to use the exact phrasing in the psalm, you need to submit yourself under the law.
又或者用呢個詩篇嘅所講嘅字眼，就係話你要喺你嘅律法之下。
Or to put it another way, you need also the restrictions of God to revive your soul, to revive yourself.
又或者我哋講話係你需要神俾我哋嗰個限制，以至能夠我哋嘅人心能夠甦醒。
Now, throughout the history of humanity, Christians have attested to that truth.
喺人嘅歷史裏邊，基督徒都能夠去印證呢個真理。
And when one submits their life under the commandments of God, life is revived.
當我哋順服喺神嘅戒命之下，佢嘅生命能夠得到甦醒。
And that means you have to say no to things that God's law says no to.
又即係話，你對於嗰啲神戒命話唔應該做嘅嘢，你都要話係你唔會去做。
When you put your life and living under the God's law, your marriage, your work life, your self-esteem, your psyche can be renewed.
所以當我哋嘅生命係喺神嘅律法之下，無論係我哋嘅工作啊，我哋嘅婚姻。我哋家庭嘅生活或者我哋个人嗰个自尊都能够得到苏醒。
Your very life can be revived for the glory of God.
你嘅生命得到苏醒系为住神嘅荣耀。
Because it states right here, the law of the Lord is perfect.
呢度话耶和华嘅律法系全备嘅。
Now that phrase, law of the Lord, you have to understand encompasses all the precepts in God's word concerning life.
又話嘅律法喺呢度講就係話關於神所嘅話語係關於神嘅生命。
Of course, it includes the Ten Commandments, but it's more. It encompasses the entire Scriptures.
係包括咗成個嘅聖經嚇，唔單止淨係講到十戒。
As you'll see on slide two, the Bible teaches us and common sense teaches us as human beings that real freedom is always found.In the proper restrictions.
無論係聖經或者我哋一般嗰、那個理性都講俾我哋聽，真正嘅自由係要喺神嘅限制之下。
Real freedom only happens when you find the right restrictions in your living.
真正嘅自由只可以喺一個正確嘅限制之下，你嘅生命裏邊先要得到真正嘅自由。
A life without restrictions is not liberation.
一个生命冇受限制嘅，唔代表佢系真系自由。
In fact, the scriptures are stark here. It says a life without restrictions leads to destruction.
反之系会引致呢个摧毁。
Let me give you an example, a common example. Some of you enjoy fishing.
举个例，你哋有啲人好中意钓鱼。
Others of you enjoy eating fish.
咁有啲人咧中意食鱼。
So,very familiar with fish, right?
我都知道魚係點樣。
And you're fishing off the pier or the dock or the boat.
咁你喺個碼頭或者喺啲船上邊去釣魚嘅時候。
Or you're at the food mart and or at the restaurant where fish are swimming in water in a tank.
或者你喺喺個街市或者喺個餐廳裏邊，你見到啲魚咧喺個魚缸裏邊游水。
And you know from experience, you know.And you've seen what happens when a fish is taken out of its environment, out of the water.
咁你都知道，当呢啲鱼由呢个水嘅里边或者呢个缸里边攞出嚟嘅时候，会系点样
？Right, it's doing fine swimming under the water, but once you take it out of the water, out of its environment, it's flipping and flopping trying to survive.
咁佢系游水嘅时候喺水里边游水系冇乜嘢噶，咁但系你当你攞佢由水里边攞出嚟嘅时候咧，佢就。佢就喺度猛咁掙扎，因為佢係要去生存。
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to know the fish out of water, out of its environment, is dying.
我哋都好容易嘅知道，就係話當呢個魚係離開咗佢嗰個環境嘅時候咧，佢就會死啦。
It doesn't have the equipment to live outside of its environment, the water.
佢冇個佢需要嗰個器官去能夠幫助佢喺水之外嘅地方去生存。
But once back in its environment, in under the water, it revives and starts to move quick again and scoots off.
咁如果你將佢即刻放翻佢入去水裏邊，佢個環境嘅裏邊嘅時候咧，佢就會生猛翻。
begins to experience liberty again.
佢再次去體驗到嗰個自由。
The fish's liberty was destroyed when taken out of its environment, out of the water.
當你將佢同佢從佢嘅環境、佢嘅水裏邊去攞出嚟嘅時候咧，佢嘅自由就冇咗啦。
But the fish's life was revived as it was placed back in under the water.
而當你將佢放翻入水裏邊嘅時候咧，佢嘅生命就再次得到蘇醒。
You get into the right environment, you have true freedom.
你去一個合適嘅、真正啱你嘅環境嘅時候咧，你就真正嘅自由。
If you're placed in the wrong environment, your living leads to destruction. There is no real freedom.
而當你去一個唔係合適你嘅環境嘅時候咧，你就唔係真正有自由。是引致摧毀。
The Bible even goes further. It says it leads to death.
聖經甚至話會引致死亡。
Right? You know the analogy. I can give you a couple more examples, right? You can't live in outer space without bringing your own oxygen, right?
又或者我哋唔能夠喺太空裏邊冇氧氣就可以生存。
Some of you have visited Florida. Do you see any polar bears down in Florida, Miami Beach?
又或者你去佛罗里达州，你喺沙滩里边有冇见到北极熊咧
？No, because you and I can't live in outer space without bringing our oxygen.
因为我哋唔能够喺太空里边冇氧气可以生存。
And a polar bear was not made to live in 90 degrees Fahrenheit weather.
而呢个北极熊被造，亦都系唔系要喺呢个好炎热嘅。
You can live and flourish in your right environment, right?
当你喺合适嘅环境嘅时候，你就能够去生长。
And you will perish in the wrong environment.
而喺一个错误嘅环境嘅时候咧，你就会死亡。
Now, some of you do very well in work situations, right?
你哋有啲人喺你嘅工作嘅环境做得好好。
Because it fits you, right?
因为嗰个地方系合适你嘅。
You know, some jobs.Manual labor require great physical energy, great physical abilities, right?
有啲工作需要我哋有体力嘅劳动。
But if you don't have them, and you're in that work environment, you're not going to thrive.
如果你冇嗰个体质嘅时候、体格嘅时候咧，你唔能够做到嗰个工作。
Some of you do very well in creative environments.
有啲人喺呢个创作嘅环境做得好好。
Others of you excel in academic environments.
有些人在学术的环境做得很好。
And others do very well working with your hands.
有些人呢用手去工作是他们最啱的。
What do all of these things have in common?
他们有没有一个共通点呢?
You put the person in the right situation, right environment, they're set free.
当你将一个人放在他一个合适他们的环境的时候他们就能够得到自由。
Whether the fish, the person, the polar bear,
无论嗰条鱼、嗰个人或者嗰只北极熊
they were not really free until they found the right restrictions.
如果你唔系喺一个合适嘅限制之下咧，佢哋唔系真系自由。
Right to spell it out, the fish to be liberated has to say no to living, jumping out and living on land.
个鱼点样得到真正自由咧？佢就要话佢唔。要喺呢個地上邊去生存。
The polar bear has to say no to Miami Beach。
而呢個北極熊咧，佢就要對於呢個炎熱嘅環境、呢個沙灘咧，要話我唔要去嗰度。
And you and I need to say no to outer space without bringing your oxygen supply。
而你同我咧就話，如果冇帶氧氣嘅時候咧，我唔要去呢個太空裏邊。
Now that's not the only thing concerning the law of God.Which is perfect and revives the soul.
讲到神嘅律法系完全备能够苏醒人心，唔单止系刚才所讲。
As you also see on slide two, when you submit to these God-given moral absolutes, they're not destructive; they liberate you.
但当我哋去顺服喺神呢个道德嘅标准嘅时候，唔系要我哋系受摧毁，而系我哋要得到真嘅自由。
There is no true freedom unless you know how to restrict, right?
如果你唔知道点样去受限制嘅时候，你唔会得到真正嘅自由。
There is no freedom unless you find the right restrictions.
你唔揾到一个正确嘅限制嘅时候咧，你系冇真正自由。
There's no true freedom without saying no。
如果你唔识得去说不嘅时候咧，你系唔会得到真正嘅自由。
To say that freedom is the ability to have no restrictions at all makes no sense. It makes no sense.
啲人話真正嘅自由就係冇任何嘅限制，呢句説話係唔合理嘅。
And if that's true physically, which I've shown you in illustrations, if that's true vocationally, as I just mentioned to you, it has to be true spiritually.
呢個係真嘅，但係頭先所講嘅，對於我哋人嗰個體質或者係我哋嘅工作，咁而相對於喺屬靈上邊呢個都係真嘅。
As you see on slide 3, your so-called moral values.Have to be based on absolutes that are steady, that are firm.
我哋所讲嘅道德嘅价值观就系话一定要喺一个稳定嘅一个不变嘅真理下边。
They can't be based on flimsy circumstances, flimsy principles.
唔可以建基于一啲随时都变嘅环境或随时都变嘅原则嘅里边。
Because flimsy principles change.
因为呢啲原则随时都会改变。
Those moral absolutes do not destroy, but they liberate you. The moral absolutes of God, they liberate you.
这些道德的绝对的标准能够不是要去摧毁我们，而是要去使我们得到自由。
Is the Bible saying the way to answer the search for values today in our society is just to go back? Go back to traditional values, go back to the Ten Commandments?
要去揾要对于呢、这个社会要去揾一个价值观嘅时候，我哋系咪只单单要去翻去旧约圣经嘅里边咧
？Do we solve the moral problems today by just going back to the 1950s, 1940s, 1930s？
咁要解决呢个道德嘅危机嘅时候，我哋系咪就系翻去旧时嘅时代咁就得啦
？Is the solution to the demise of decency in discourse and dealing with each other? Is the solution just to get back to what was？
咁我要解決一個我哋人與人之間嗰個紛爭嗰個關係嘅問題嘅時候，係咪翻翻去舊時嗰個價值觀就得啦
？No, the Bible is more profound than that.
唔係咁樣，聖經所講係更加深層嘅。
And one of the main things this passage Psalm 19 and the Bible teaches us is this. So on slide 4.
喺熒光有冇見到呢個聖經剛剛讀到嘅聖經教導嘅最重要嗰樣嘢就係乜嘢咧
？The law of God.The moral absolutes of God will destroy you unless they assume the right role in your life.
这个神的律法，这个道德的绝对的标准来自神的，他们不会去摧毁你，除非你将它放在你生命里面一个正确的位置里面。
You see, the law of God is real. The law of God is necessary for us.
神的律法是真的，神的律法对我来说，我们是需要的。
It's real, so you owe God obedience.
是真的，所以你欠了神你的顺服。
It's necessary because you need obedience.
是需要的，因为我们需要去顺服。
At first glance, you think, oh, I get it. It's pretty simple.
有没有看，你看下去，你觉得啊，其实很简单啫。
But that's at first glance. If you look at it carefully, it's not that simple.
但你小心一看，其实不是那么简单。
You can admire the law of God, you can love the law of God, you can try to obey and observe the law of God, yet, if you don't understand its proper role, it will crush you.
你可以说你爱慕神的律法，你喜爱神的律法，你可以遵守它，你去观察它。但如果你不是真的认识到它在你生命那个正确的位置，那个功用的时候，这件事可以去摧毁你。
Some of you are good singers.You're in a chorus or a choir.
我哋有啲人唱歌好叻喺合唱团嘅里边。
And conductors know that if an individual singer is marvelous, wonderful, talented, but if he or she doesn't know their role, their proper role in the chorus, in the choir, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a wonderful performance.
一个指挥都好清楚，如果一个好叻嘅唱歌嘅人，佢唔知道佢自己喺呢个诗班合唱团里边嗰个正应当有嗰个位置嘅时候，佢纵使佢唱得好叻，都会摧毁呢个合唱团。
As a part-time job, in seminary, I coached an intermediate prep school boys basketball team.
我以前做過一個初中學校籃球隊嘅教練。
And many of those young men, of intermediate school age, were very gifted athletically.
咁好多呢啲嘅學生咧，佢哋都喺運動上面好叻。
But it's obvious if you don't play the right role that the coach says you should, your team's not going to win.
但係如果嗰啲學生佢哋唔聽教練講喺佢哋嗰個正確嘅崗位上邊去打波嘅時候咧，佢哋唔會贏。
Because there are a lot of people that are athletic, a lot of people who can shoot basketball, who do well.
咁有啲人可能係射籃好叻。
But the cohesiveness of a team, it's a team sport. The team, if they know their proper roles and they execute the proper roles, wins.
咁呢個係一個團隊嘅運動，佢哋只要知道佢哋自己嗰個崗位，佢哋先至能夠贏。
You can love the law of God. You can try to obey the law of God, but if you don't understand its proper role in your life that it's supposed to play, it can ruin you, it can destroy you.
你可以愛神嘅律法，遵守神嘅律法，但係你如果你唔知道呢個律法喺你生命上邊嗰個位置嘅時候咧，呢個嘢可以摧毀你。
Psalm 19 tells us about that proper role.
詩篇十九篇俾我哋睇到呢神嘅律法嗰個正確嘅位置。
And it's important to take the Psalm in its entirety, in all its 14 verses.
我哋要睇成篇嘅詩篇。
Because the first six verses tell us that if you just look at the heavens.Look outside at the spacious firmament, the sun, the moon, the stars. They tell you there's a God.
喺头嗰六节睇到话，我哋当去睇呢个天，睇呢个日月星宿嘅时候，我哋睇到有神。
And as you see on slide 5, there's a hymn, an old hymn based on this parts of Psalm 19.
咁有首诗歌亦都系喺建基于呢六节嘅经文嘅里边。
Right, the psalmist says, if you look at the sun, the moon, and the stars, right, then you can say what this hymn writer writes.
他说当我们看到这个天上的星宿的时候，我们看到这个诗人所说的是什么。
I'm just giving you two lines from the last stanza of this hymn.
这首诗歌的最尾那一节是这样说。
Again, Addison is a wonderful poet. He says, In reason's ear they all rejoice and utter forth a glorious voice, forever singing as they shine, the hand that made us is divine.
中文翻译的话，明智的耳却能倾听他们所发荣耀歌声，在光明中赞美颂称造我之主全能神圣。
You see, what Psalm 19 says in verses 1 to 6 is that if you look and listen, even though there are no words spoken, right? The sun, the moon, the stars, the spacious firmament is telling you there is a great, glorious creator behind it all.
一至六节所讲的话，纵使是没有声音，但是你看这个日月星宿的时候，看这个宇宙的时候，我们就看到神创造的奇功。
But Psalm 19 doesn't stop at verse 7. It continues on from 7 to 14, right? It shows us the natural revelation that comes to us through nature is not sufficient to know God personally.
但这个诗篇不是停留在第六节。第七节余下下来就是讲给我们听，我们只是看这个天上的星宿，神的创造的时候，不足以让我们去认识神。
And the way the psalmist gets that across doesn't come out obviously in English.
咁而呢個詩人餘下所落嚟所講嘅，都喺英文嘅翻譯其實唔係咁明顯。
But Psalms are written in Hebrew.
呢個詩篇原本係用希伯來文寫。
When you read Hebrew poetry, when you read the Psalms, which in its original language is Hebrew, this comes out.
咁當你睇呢個希臘嘅原文希伯來文原文嘅時候咧，佢嘅意思就出嚟啦。
Because the first six verses, the name of God that's used is Elohim.
咁喺头嗰六节，神嘅名咧，佢用呢个字以罗谦呢个字。
And in the last part, verses 7 to 14, it's another name. It's the name Yahweh.
而第七节到十四节就系耶和华呢个字。
And your English translation, makes that comparison by using the word God in verses 1 to 6, but the word Lord in verses 7 to 14.
咁英文嘅翻译一至六节佢就用神，而七至到十四节咧佢就用主呢个字。
And so, what's the significance?
咁有咩咁重要咧？
Well, Elohim is the generic name of God.
咁以罗谦呢个字咧，就系一个通用嘅神呢个字呢个名。
The divine one, the great one.
一个神圣嘅，一个伟大嘅。
But as many of you know, the word Yahweh is the personal name of God. It's the God, the name that God used when He appeared before Moses in the burning bush.
因为耶伟或者耶和华呢个字咧，就系神去当佢向摩西显现嘅时候所用嘅呢个名字。
He gives that personal name to the people. He knows.
呢个系神俾人去认识佢一个个人层面上面认识嘅呢个名。
See, it's kind of like going to someone and saying, "Hello, professor. Hello, doctor. So and so. You know, maybe it's a famous author in your university."
咁可能你喺大学里边遇到一个人，佢话啊，教授啊你好，或者系博士啊你好。
And the professor doctor says, "Just call me John. Just call me Jane."
咁但系嗰个人咧就话哦，你叫我约翰就得啦，或者系叫我James 就得啦。
See, you call me by my first name. What is it saying? I want to know you as a friend.
佢话你用我个名去称呼我，就系话想。我去認識你，你認識我。
I don't just want you to recognize me as this esteemed author, this professor or doctor, right?
佢話：我想你認識我，唔單止我只係一個教授。
I want to know you.
佢話：我想認識你，個人層面上面認識你。
And in verses 1 to 6, the psalmist is using Elohim again and again and again and again.
喺一至到六節，呢個詩人用到以羅謙呢個字一次又一次咁樣使用。
And the psalmist is saying, it's great that you know that. Because you're a rational being, I created you. It's great that you see the suns and the stars and moons and conclude there's a creator God behind it.
佢話你係一個有邏輯合理嘅人。當你觀看呢個天上嘅星宿宇宙嘅時候，你知道嗰度有一個神，呢件係好嘅事。
But that's limited. You need to know me personally.
但係你唔可以淨係單單停留喺呢個層面，你要喺個人層面上邊去認識我。
And if you want to know the living God. Personally, you have to go to the law of God.
如果你想喺个人层面上面去认识个人上面认识神嘅时候，你就要去到神嘅律法里面。
You have to look intently, purposely at the revealed word of God.
你去专心去睇神嗰个律法。
You have to go to the prophets, the Bible.
要去到先知嘅里边，去圣经嘅里边。
And he starts to explain why, verses 7 to 12.
七至到十二節解釋到點解我哋要咁樣做。
He says, if you want to know the Lord personally, you have to look at the perfect righteous law of God.
佢話：如果你想喺個人上邊去認識神嘅時候，你就要睇神嗰個完全公義嘅律法。
Do you see the psychological order of these things here?
你睇唔睇到嗰個心理上邊嗰個循序嘅漸進咧？
Again, the first six verses, if you look at it carefully, you know, you look at the sky and you see God in general.
一至六節，如果你睇去觀看呢個天空嘅時候，你認識到一般上你知道有個神。
But you can't know personally just by looking at the sky, the firmament.
但係你單單去睇呢個天嘅時候，你唔能夠去真係認識呢個神。
You must look into the Word. You must see how holy He is, how perfect and righteous He is.
你一定要睇神嘅話語，你要睇到佢係一個幾咁聖潔。
And then, if you don't mind, you could slide, shine up slide for verses 12 and 13. And then, look what happens.
由十二十三節有咩發生？
The psalmist says, I'll read the NIV here. But who, verse 12, but who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins.May they not rule over me, then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression.
他说谁能知道自己的错失呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错。求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。
You know what can happen? If you look intently at the law of God, trying to know God, you know what can happen?
如果你细心小心睇神嘅律法嘅时候，你知唔知有咩会发生呢
？People begin to realize they really need God。
就系人开始知道佢哋真系需要神。
They wake up to the truth that God is necessary to be Lord of their very lives。
佢突然间好似醒咗，去发现到佢真系需要神嘅真理，佢嘅生命系需要主。
They realize that truth that they need a faith。
佢都知道佢哋需要有呢个信心。
They need a vitality infused in them for living.
他们要在你的生命里面注入这种动力。
You know, so many people I meet, they just have a general belief in God. And many right here in this room probably have a general belief.
很多人其实只是一般的去相信有一个神，好像这里有些人一样。
Others have no belief.
其他人甚至乎不相信有神。
But when they intently look at the law of God, they suddenly realize for various reasons, I need God. I need God in my life.
但是当他们小心看神的律法的时候，他们就会突然知道我需要神。
Something's missing in my life. I need something more.
他说生命里面好像少了一些东西，我需要更加多。
And maybe the Lord will lead you to church.
可能神会带领去教会。
You'll start reading the Bible.
你开始看这个圣经。
And not only read it, but you see what's in it.
不单止是看，并且你看到入面所讲的是什么。
And you realize that you need to know him personally.
然后你知道你需要在个人上面，你的关系去认识他。
What will you see there when you look at the law of God?
当你看神的律法的时候，你看到什么呢？
It might say, be generous, honest, loving, compassionate.
可能他说你要慷慨，你要诚实，你要有爱，你要去关怀。
It clearly tells the reader to be humble, wise, gentle, powerful.
也都讲俾我哋听，我哋需要谦卑，我哋要有智慧，我哋要温柔，我哋要有呢个能力。
It tells us to be approachable, to be courageous.
叫我哋系要去容易接纳人，要有勇气。
And you know what eventually will happen as you look and mull over those things?
当你一次又一次睇呢啲嘢嘅时候，你会觉得点样呢？
You'll grow disheartened.
你会觉得心灰意冷。
Because this is what will happen, and this is what happens to the psalmist.
因为对于这个诗人所发生的就是这样。
That's why he cries out in verses 12, 13, what he said, right? That we just read.
所以他就会在第十三节他去呼喊。
Because as you'll see on slide 6, he looks at the law and he says, the law of God is perfect, it's altogether righteous, and it's reading, I'm discouraged because I'm not.
他说他看到神的律法是全备的完备的，他全部完全是公义的。但我不是，所以我觉得很气馁。
And that's one of the purposes of the law. One of the right roles of the law. It's to show you that.
所以一个律法的真正的个功能就是说要给我们看到我们是不完全。
And that's a good thing.
但这个是好的。
Because the law of God will always do that to you. It will show you who you are.
因为这个神的律法一定会经常性的给你看到你是哪一个。
You're supposed to feel like that when you engage in the Word of God.
当你看神的话语的时候，你就会这样想。
Because Christianity is for moral failures and only for moral failures.
因为基督教比就是比那些在道德上面失败的人。
See, you can't be a Christian without acknowledging that. That's what Jesus said.
如果你不是真的认识到这样的时候，你不能够成为一个基督徒。耶稣基督都是这样说。
I'm paraphrasing Jesus' words, but Luke 5:32 and other places in the Synoptic Gospels say, I have not come to call the righteous, says Jesus, but sinners to repentance.
在路加福音，耶稣基督说，我来不是要呼召义人，我们是要呼召罪人去悔改。
And what that means is, he says that if you think you're righteous and obedient to love God, you're not looking carefully, you're not a Christian.
因为他说，如果你以为你是一个公义、正直、顺服神的人的时候，你不是一个基督徒。
Because you and I, if we're honest with ourselves, you can't say you always keep the Ten Commandments.
因为如果我们去坦白的时候，我们知道我们都不能够经常守到十诫。
Because that's not true.
因为这个不是真。
If you don't think you're a moral failure, you're not a Christian. That's what Jesus says.
耶稣说，如果你不觉得你在道德上面失败的时候，你不是一个基督徒。
Jesus says, I didn't come for people who think they're righteous. I didn't come for anybody like that.
我来不是要为了那些义人。
Christianity is for moral failures.
基督教是给那些道德上失败的人。
And only for people who know their moral failures.
是单单是给那些知道自己是道德失败的人。
And the way you find that out is the law comes in. You look at it. You look at it carefully and it overwhelms you.
我们怎样看到呢？就是说当我们去看神的律法的时候，这个律法就会压到我们。
Because you see its demands.You see that you ought to be like that. That's what it says.
因为你看到那个律法对我们的要求，讲我们听我们应该是怎样。
And you say as you look over it, of course I should be more generous. Of course I should be more compassionate.
你当你睇嘅时候，你话当然啦，我应该要更加慷慨，我应该要更加关怀别人。
Of course, I should be as honest as the law says to be.
我应该要好似律法所形容嘅，我要诚实。
I should be more principled as the law says to be.
我要更加有原则。
But you know, I'm not, and I don't know how to deal with that. I'll never be that way.
我要坦白嘅就系我唔系咁样，我并且我将来亦都唔会系咁样。
That's one of the purposes of the law. As you look and ponder it.
当你去睇呢个律法嘅时候，律法嘅功用就系咁样。
But unless the law is doing that to you right now, the law is going to kill you.
如果律法对你唔系咁样有咁嘅功能嘅时候，呢、这个律法就会杀死你。
Because if it's making you smug, self-righteous, it means you're not looking carefully at it.
如果你睇呢个律法，你反之系觉得自以为是、好飘飘然嘅时候，你就唔系真系好小心睇到呢个律法。
And if anyone in this room does not see that they're a moral failure,And thinks I'm a pretty decent person. You know what? You're showing us all you haven't looked at the law. You haven't looked at it intently.
如果你有人以为觉得我哋自己唔系道德失败者，我哋觉得自己做得好好嘅时候，你就唔系真系好小心睇到呢个律法。
I hope you see how important this is because the law of God, the Ten Commandments, plays the right. It has to play the right role. It has to play the right role in your life, or you'll be destroyed.
这个律法神的诫命神的十诫一定要在你的生命里面有一个正确的功能否则这个律法只会杀死你
You know, the law of God shows you you're a sinner. That's why Paul says in Galatians 3 that the law of God is a schoolmaster to lead you to know Christ.
保罗在加拉太书第三章他说神的律法就叫我们知道我们自己的罪人并且这个律法就引领我们去到基督那里
And that's what exactly,What happens in Psalm 19?
这个就是诗篇十九篇所给我们看到的。
Because you can see right before you, the psalmist looks at the law and he says, How perfect and wonderful it is! It's marvelous!
诗人第看到神的律法，看到律法这个完美全备。
And then suddenly, as verse 12 hits us as we read it, Oh no! I'm full of errors! I'm full of flaws! I know that!
然后十二节佢就会意识到我佢话佢自己系一个罪人，充满咗呢个失败。
And at the very end, he starts crying out for what? He cries out for a redeemer.
而最后佢呼求一个救赎者。
That's the job of the law.
呢个就系神嘅工律法嘅工作。
The job of the law is to say you're a moral failure. You need a savior. You need a redeemer.
律法嘅功用就系叫我哋知道我哋一个。道德的失败者，我们需要一个救赎者。
Now there's another role the law of God should play in your life.
神的律法在你生命里面有另一个功能。
It should push you to see what Jesus has done for you.
就是要你看到耶稣基督为你所做的是什么。
It should
在诗篇十九篇也都看到。
The psalmist pushes us.Shows us that you need a redeemer.
詩人佢俾佢催逼到就話：我需要一個救贖者。
I have what Paul says in the New Testament equivalent it, on slide 7. It says in Galatians 4:4-6 in the NIV, But when the set time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law.That we might receive adoption to sonship, because you are his sons. God sent the spirit of his son into our hearts, the spirit who calls us out, Abba, Father.
保罗在加拉太书四章四至六节，佢咁样讲：，及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子，为女子所生，且生在律法以下，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。
Do you see the significance of that? Jesus submitting himself under the law for you.
他说耶稣基督是服在律法以下，是为了你。
Do you see now why the demands of the law are wonderful yet terrifying?
你看到律法怎样一方面是这么美好，另一方面也都使我们很害怕。
And look at the demands.
你睇下嗰个要求
that the law has upon you.
你睇下律法对你嘅要求。
be generous, be courageous, be humble, be loving.
要慷慨，要勇敢，要谦卑，要有爱。
Be wise, be gentle, be approachable, be powerful.
要有智慧，要温柔，要有能力。
Yeah, those things are attractive, wonderful, but they're terrifying, right?
呢啲都系好美好嘅，但系亦都系使我哋好惊。
You know what the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is when they see that?
当一个基督徒同埋非基督徒睇同一样嘅嘢嘅时候，你睇到乜嘢咧
？A Christian can rejoice and say, "Yes, Jesus has done that all for me."
基督徒会喜乐，因为佢话耶稣基督已经为我去做咗呢啲所讲嘅。
Jesus is my Savior. He's done every one of that, every one of those things for me.
耶稣基督为我已经做到呢度每一项。
He's lived his life out in his humanity. He did all those things for me.
佢喺呢个地上边作为一个人去活出呢啲所有需求，为咗我系已经做到。
Because Galatians 4 says Jesus submitted himself under the law.
因为加拉太书四章头先所睇嘅就话耶稣基督生出嚟系喺身在律法以下。
And that means he was responsible to the law.
换句话讲，佢对于律法亦都要负责任。
And he utterly fulfilled it so that we might not earn but receive the rights of sonship.
佢为我哋已经做到呢样嘢，以致我哋唔需要去赚到，而系能够得到呢个神嘅儿子嘅名分。
Or to put it another way, he lived the life I owed to God, and he paid the punishment I owed to God.
换句话讲，就系话佢活咗一个生命，系我欠咗神嘅生命，并且佢活去付上咗呢个罪嘅代价，系我亦都系欠咗神。
You know, everyone in this room, everyone out there, you know what? You know, you ought to be perfect. You know that.
我哋每一个人都知道，我哋应该要完全。
It's an emotional reality. You know that.
呢个系一个现实，你亦都知道。
But apart from the Christian gospel, there are only two ways in life to deal with that.
但如果啊，除咗离开呢个基督教嘅福音嘅时候，我哋只有两个方法。
The first way is try to dull yourself or kill yourself to destroy your own moral sensitivity.
第一就系话，可能佢要去杀死你自己嗰、那个啊，对于道德嗰个敏感。
Because you just bite into the lie and you say nobody's perfect. But I'm better. I'm better as I compare myself to everyone else. I'm better.
你可能你会话冇一个人系完全嘅，但系我咧比其他人更加好。
And what you're trying to do is you're trying to dull or kill your perfectionism.
你喺度做紧乜嘢咧？就系话你要想去杀死你自己嗰个完美主义。
So you're really beating yourself down. You're attacking your own moral sensitivity.
你去攻击你自己对于呢个道德嘅标准嗰个敏感。
And that's what many people do, right? They say nobody's perfect. You know, it doesn't matter.
好多人都系咁样做，每一个人都话啊，冇一个人系完美噶啦。
But I'm better.
But I'm myself
on the scale. I'm better than others.
我对比其他人，我自己好做得好啲。
See, that's one way of dealing with that truth that you know you're perfect.
呢个就系话对于你要知道，你知道自己系要完美嘅其中一个方法。
The other way is to let it drive you so that you achieve some type of what you think is perfection.
另一个方法就系话你尽量去做所有嘅嘢。令到你自己尝试达到呢个完美。
That's why the gyms are all full of people trying to get in shape.
所以好多人要去啊，去健身。
That's why people are into yoga.
好多人去做瑜伽。
They're looking for something to perfect.
佢尝试喺某方面想成为完美。
They're looking for the perfect relationship, the perfect job.
佢尝试一个揾一个完美嘅关系，一个完美嘅工作。
You're looking for the perfect happy family.
我揾一个完美嘅开心嘅家庭。
See, that's how you deal with the very truth of striving for perfection.
你就系用呢啲方法去尝试使到自己去完美。
There are only two ways to deal with that. You can either deal with this emotional reality by trying to kill your own moral sensitivity, as I mentioned firstly, or let it drive you into the ground.
So
work towards some type of conceived perfection.
所以呢两个方法好多人都会用，一就系要去 殺死你自己對於道德的敏感，說自己比人更加好。另一方面就是嘗試用每一個方法去做到完美。
But the only other alternative is this. Christianity alone refuses to minimize this reality.
但是另一個方法就是說基督教不會去嘗試 去壓低這個真理，就是說我們要完美。
It addresses that reality that you know you should be perfect. It addresses it.
基督徒會用現實去面對這個真理，就是說我們要去完美。
Christianity faces that head on.
基督徒，基督教是正面對面的去面對這個問題。
It says the gospel is you must never trust in anything you are doing, can do, will do, or have done.
这个福音就是说你不能够去相信那些你现在能够做到或者将来你会做到的事。
You say, Lord, accept me strictly and fully and completely because of what Jesus did for me.
你对神讲话，神你要去接纳我是因应耶稣基督为我们所做的。
Jesus fulfilled the law for me.
耶稣基督为我去成全完成了这个律法。
And when you look at the law, you see Jesus has done it all for you.
当你看这个神的律法的时候，你看到耶稣基督为你已经做了这一切。
That's the role. That's the proper role of the law in your life.
这个就是这个律法在你生命上面的功用。
Do you read it that way?
你是不是看到这样呢？
As you see on slide 8, the law is there to overwhelm you.
这个律法在那里是要去压到你。
Then the law shows you what Jesus has done for you.
然后这个律法给你看到为耶稣基督为你所做的。
And finally, the role of the law is to show you how to respond, how to give God pleasure.
而最后一个律法的功能就是给我们看到我们怎样能够去取悦神。
I can't emphasize this enough. It's, the purpose of the law is not a ladder to heaven.
律法的功用不是好像一个去天堂的阶梯一样。
It's not saying to yourself, if I do these things, God will have special favor on me.
不是说，我做这些事，神对我就会特别关顾了。
The purpose of the law is not pragmatism.
这个律法的功用不是叫我们实际做一些事。
It's not stating that the purpose of the law is if I do these things, then God will help me.
不是说我们做一些事神就会帮我们了。
No, the law will grind you up if that's the role it plays in your life.
这个律法是要去搅碎你。
What is its purpose?
这个律法的目的是什么呢？
It's to show you your moral failure.
给你看到你在道德上面失败的。
Secondly, it's to show you what Jesus has done for you.
第二就是给我们看到耶稣基督为我们所做的。
And when you know,He has done this for you, and you've received him as your Savior, then the purpose of the law is to show you how to have joy and to give him pleasure.
当这个律法给你看到耶稣基督为你所做的事的时候，并且你接受他成为你救主的时候，你这个律法的功用就给你看到你怎样去取悦神。
How do you know you're in love with somebody?
你怎样知道你跟人是有这个爱关系呢？
Well, you begin to experience their desires.
你开始经历到那个人想要的东西。
In other words, the things that they delight in, the things that they want, you're willing to do and get them.
就是说那个人想得到的东西，想希望有的东西，所爱的东西，你都想他们会得到。
And you don't view their desires and delights as commands or coercive forced things that are placed upon you.
你不会看他们所渴望想喜悦的东西是对你好像一个限制一个命令这样去强迫你去做。
In true love, you want to find out those things that please the person you love, right?
事实上你甚至乎想去找出那个人所喜爱的东
西。You want to know what pleases your beloved, right?
你想知道有什么东西他是喜欢的。
You want to know what delights that person, and you do it.
你想知道有乜嘢可以使到嗰个人系开心
？As you see on slide 9, you know you're in love when the pleasure of giving pleasure is greater than the pleasure of taking pleasure.
就当你系你俾将呢个喜悦去带俾嗰个人嘅时候，系大过你自己从嗰个关系里边攞到嗰个喜悦，你就知道你喺爱里边。
Let me illustrate that, and I'm not picking on a man here. I'm just using an illustration because you could plug it in 100 different ways.
咁我用一個例子，我唔係單單去挑剔嗰啲男士。
But men, if you're in love with your wife, but it, your wife might ask you to do something you don't like.
咁你嘅太太可能佢要去要叫你做一啲嘢你唔中意。
You know, I don't like to wash dishes. I don't like to take the garbage out, but I do it.
我唔想去洗碗，我唔想倒垃圾，但系我会做。
Because it's giving her a break. It's giving her more comfort and delight.
因为能够俾到呢个太太有休息嘅时间，有一个舒适嘅时间。
You do it even if you don't like it.
你唔中意做，但你都会咁样做。
But if the pleasure of giving her pleasure is greater than the pleasure of getting pleasure, you do it.
因为当你将呢个喜悦带俾佢嘅时候，系大过你从呢个当中去攞呢个喜悦，你就会咁样做。
And as you do it, you find there's a pleasure in giving pleasure that's greater.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就当中亦都得到你嘅喜悦。
It's even more joyous when you experience that.
当你咁样经历嘅时候，你更加有呢个喜乐。
It's greater even than the unpleasantness of the task you have to do for her.
呢个喜乐系大过你做嗰样嘢，你经历到嗰个唔方便唔开心。
And when you discipline yourself to do it, you change. Is it you undergo a change?
当你又不断咁样做嘅时候，你就会有呢个改变。
There are two things that happen when you begin to find the pleasure of giving pleasure.
咁当你发现你将呢个喜悦带俾呢个关系嘅里边嘅时候，你就会发现两样嘢。
You begin to wonder who you are because you start to change and your relationship deepens. It deepens.
你会开始去改变，同埋你嘅关系会更加深入。
That's why many Christians their marriage sings.Why? Because there's so much giving between the parties, right?
因为所以好多基督徒咧喺当中去有喜乐。
It's the same thing with God. You know that.
对于神嚟讲，亦都系一样。
What's the law? What's the law of God? The law of God's a list of things that give Him delight.
呢个律法系乜嘢咧？就系一系列嘅嘢系俾神有喜乐。
Do you want a relationship with Him?
你想唔想同佢有呢个关系咧？
Why should you obey the Bible?
點解你要遵守聖經所講嘅嘢咧
？Why should you obey the Ten Commandments?
點解你要遵守十戒咧
？Why should you practice repentance, faith, confess your sins? Why?
點解我哋要認罪去悔改咧
？Why should you struggle like crazy to be holy, as if so that you can strive after righteousness, holiness, and truth?
點解我哋生命上邊要去想實踐到真係聖潔咧？
It's not about getting to heaven.
不是说我们要 去到天堂。
It's about knowing intimately, deeply, getting deeper into God.
也说我们要更加深深地去认识神。
That's the purpose of the law, so that you can know Him more intimately.
这个就是律法的功用，就是叫我们能够去更加深入地认识神。
The purpose of the law is to get the pleasure of giving pleasure.Which is the greatest pleasure of all?
律法嘅目的就系话我哋要去将呢个喜悦去带到同神嘅关系嘅里边，呢个就系一个最大嘅喜悦。
I'm out of time. Let me close with this illustration. It's you, many of you parents.
我哋好多都系父母。
You know a good parent loves their children, right?
父母都爱嘅儿女。
But when you're young, when you're very young, right? Especially.They don't appreciate you, right? They don't show it.
咁当佢哋后年轻细个嘅时候咧，佢哋唔会去真系中意你为佢哋所做。
But every so often, you're surprised, right? You're surprised, and your kid appreciates you.
但系有时咧，佢会俾你睇到佢哋真系去感谢你。
And every parent knows those are special times. They're few and far between, but there are special times of joy and love.
雖然佢哋好少會咁樣做，但係佢哋咁樣去俾你睇到嘅時候，你就會覺得呢個好喜悅嘅時間。
But it doesn't happen when the children are disobedient. It doesn't happen that way.
但係如果呢個 兒女係叛逆嘅時候，呢個嘢唔會咁樣發生。
And God the Father wants to pour that kind of parental joyful love into you, the believer.
父神亦都想去對你作為佢嘅信徒，將呢種嘅喜悅去帶到俾你。
God wants to pour that kind of assurance of His love for you into your life.
佢想將佢嗰個愛嗰個確據去傾倒喺你嘅生命裏邊。
But He can't do it if you're disobedient to Him.
但係如果你係唔順服佢嘅時候，佢唔能夠咁樣做。
And maybe that's why you're not having that assurance of His love.
又或者因為咁樣，你唔能夠得到佢嗰個愛嗰個確據。
Because the purpose of obeying God is to know Him.
因為去順服神嗰個目的就係要認識佢。
It's not to manipulate Him.
唔係要去叫佢做啲乜嘢。
It's not to do the things for Him to get Him to do things for you.
不是说你为他做什么事，以要叫他去会做一些事给你。
He's already willing to do everything for you.
他随时的愿意做，为你做任何的事。
He's saying, obey me so that we can be friends.
他说你要顺服我，以致我们能够成为朋友。
And that's why the Christian says, I delight in the law of God.
所以基督徒说我喜悦神的律法。
It's sweeter than honey.
是比蜜更加甘甜。
Father, thank you for the psalmist's precious words here.
因为我们感谢你诗人给我们宝贵的话语。
And I pray, Lord, my friends here would ponder these words this afternoon.
我们祈祷每一个人这里都能够去好好的思考。
That we would take some time to reflect on what you're saying to them, what you're saying to us here.
我们有些时间是能够去思考去回想你为我们所写的。
We thank you, Lord, for the richness of your word.
我们感谢你的话语的丰富。
And so may you minister to our hearts and minds today.
求主你今天在我们的心里面动工。
And may that enable us to love you and to trust and obey you more and to love others.
以致能够帮助我们更加爱你，更加去顺服你，并且是爱其他人。
We ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。